So thank you for pausing and savoring and noticing what is. So we gathered together today in honor of our true nature, this that animates everything, that takes all forms and functions with great pleasure and enthusiasm. And just sharing what we're noticing. A lot to notice, so many, many sages are required to trade notes. So what's new? Feel free to unmute yourself with star six and then unmute yourself if you like.
Hi, Pamela. This is Drew Ann.
Hi, Drew Ann.
Wanted to share a report as well as what's happening now. Since I've been working with your inner satsang suggestions and practices, I've been able to meet and relate with and maybe integrate and love some old core fear patterns. And in the old loyalty to those fears, a new desire is emerging, and it's really the true core desire versus the allegiance to the old fears. And I just wanted to thank you from, you know,
wonderful news,
the depth within of your service and this invitation to do the inner satsang. It's been phenomenal.
Good to hear, huh?
Yes, there's a lot of freedom. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for functioning as a sage within. Everything was waiting for you to rise up and give satsang or tell it like it is inside.
Yes, tell it like it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you, love.
Hi, Pamela. This
Hello.
Is Orly.
Hello.
So nice to hear your voice today.
Likewise.
What I'm noticing is, like, you know, during the meditation, just this hardness around my heart. And I've noticed, you know, for a while now that there's just been this kind of, I don't know if you call it disillusionment, but just noticing that what I've been taught is love is not, it's a conventional type of love. And so when I say there's a hardness around my heart, you know, like just noticing that there's not a feeling of love, you know, I know I'm looking for a feeling, and how do I express what I'm trying to express? I guess it was just truly that there's just this hardening around the heart, and
yeah, but could we get curious about the hardening around the heart?
Yeah.
Yeah, just as awareness, since you are everywhere present, you can get really close to this apparent sensation and just be curious about it. Hmm. And as you are also formless, you can notice it from the apparent front and go around the back. As substratum, you can also even be under it. And just being curious, just noticing what its function is from its view.
You know, I saw kind of like a link to the stomach area, so it was like it felt, it kind of gave a perfume of fear.
All right. And is it all right if fear comes to satsang?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's a wise move from fear to come to satsang. And just see what it needs in this moment. Maybe it would like to know its true nature as well. It would know best.
Yeah, how interesting. I'm just feeling kind of like this innocence in the fear. Like, yeah, it's almost like a scared child or the innocence of an animal.
Yeah, and honoring that, because that's at the heart of all creation, is this pure being that has no history or ideas, right?
Yeah. Yeah, what I noticed for a second is just kind of like this love pouring towards it, like, you know, an adoration, not an adoration, it's not the right word, but just an adoring of the innocence of that fear, you know?
Yeah. So the true nature of everything is this, you know, undivided, open receptivity, formlessness, yeah? So here it is. So can we still label it fear? It's okay if we still can. It has that flavor or perfume as you spoke.
No, I can't label it as fear anymore.
Lovely. And ask it to let you feel its strengths, or invite it to notice its strengths, because one of the main misunderstandings as soon as formlessness takes enough of a form is that formlessness is, or receptivity, vulnerability is frail, but it actually is like unshakably strong. Just inviting it to notice that aspect of what is.
It's so funny, there's always this negation of the mind, like, no, that's not it. But what came first is that the strength is in that it's formless.
Lovely, yes. Yeah, and just confirming that inside. And this noticing of resilience in the formlessness is often overlooked. So we're just really honoring that's noticed, that formlessness is strength or resilience, whatever word resonates for you.
Yeah. Yeah, what I'm noticing too is like the internal experience, like there's a really strong physical component that's linked to it. So there's almost like, does that make any sense to you?
Yeah.
Like
are
almost
you speaking
can't
of a relaxed expansion?
Oh, I'm sorry. My phone just kind of garbled what you said.
That's all right. When you spoke of the physical component of the noticing of the resilience of formlessness, are you meaning like a relaxed, confirming expansion? Is that what you mean? Anything is okay. We're always curious about what's arising.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's okay. So let me try and explain. It's almost like there's a split. Isn't that interesting? Like I'm noticing that the fear like relaxed, and now maybe what's left is just this physical sensation.
Very good.
It's just raw, you know.
It's raw.
Just a raw, pure experience, you know.
Beautifully spoken. Yeah, and can we just honor that or bow to it? How exquisite that is.
Yeah, now there's like almost like the lungs can open now. Like it can, there's more room in the body to breathe. Yeah, what I'm noticing now is that it's also formless. Like.
Yes. And maybe as you continue to sit here, if it resonates, you could show that app in the mind of negation or doubt. You could show it its true nature so it doesn't have to stand vigil or guard so much.
Okay.
But in your own timelessness, no rush. Thank you, dear.
Thank you so much, Pamela. Yeah.
Pamela?
Yes.
Hi there.
Hello.
I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about effort and yearning and recognition.
Okay. Well, let's start with the yearning. Would that be all right?
Sure.
Yeah, so that's just happens all by itself, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so just in this moment, feed it with an inner yes, yes, yes. Bringing awareness to the longing or the yearning. It arises from stillness, presents itself to stillness, you. And we're just confirming that it resonates.
Yeah.
And can you sense that it rises up and sort of spreads out and expands?
Yeah.
So it just by doing that, it there's a quickening in the field. Can you feel it? Like a almost like stillness is doing a big yogic stretch.
Huh.
And like a power surge in a computer, it starts to dissolve unnecessary files from the past. Can you feel that?
I like that, yeah.
Yeah. And just feed it with yes, yes, yes some more, or thank you, thank you, thank you inside. Just Just life is expressing gratitude to that spontaneous self-liberation. Yay! And the more you feed it with gratitude, this is, you know, Rumi and all those saints that are really big on devotion and gratitude inside.
Mm-hmm.
Everything just keeps expanding, and the vibratory rate just gets bigger and bigger until only practical, creative intelligence, natural presence, creativity remain. Just life itself with no history in this moment, yeah? That requires a file. So would it be
Thanks.
All right to live like this? Would that be okay?
Sure.
Yeah. And can you get a sense that your role was just a like a smoke screen?
Well, I know that, you know. But yeah, I have a sense.
Yeah, but just in this moment, honor the role because it's woven of uniqueness and all the opposites. So it's like a formless weaving of someone. And originally the celebration was of uniqueness, but then it gets tighter and tighter, the weaving, like it kind of shrinks over the years until you feel like, hey, this role is too small. So but just thank it because it allowed us to experience everything. Whereas when we're this just pure life, we're not going to really taste the Shakespeare very deeply. So it's kind of fun. Here we're just returning back to our naturalness. But we've had the Shakespeare, which was pretty passionate. Does that resonate?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we can thank the role. Thank you. Like a really great Shakespearean actor. But now we can invite it to rest and subside back into just naturalness. So from here, you're big enough to bless everything. Does that resonate?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. So if you notice an impractical app, you can just thank it and help it see its true nature. And when we were playing the role of a person, we really needed a lot of backup. We needed a script and we needed a stage director, and we needed, oh my God. But now you can just thank all those, the identification app or the worry app or the making myself small to survive app or making myself really big and scary to survive app.
And do you find you reach a point where there's no apps anymore?
Well, a lot of the personal apps, like the sort of apparently in-house survival strategies, they relax. But then there's the universal human tribal apps. And you'll notice those in colleagues and friends and family. So the play goes on of satsang keeps happening. Where it might not be your app anymore, but you'll notice it in a friend. There might be the irritation app rising up. So none of it's personal. Like when you get a body, you get all these wonderful apps. Because otherwise we wouldn't have been a convincing Shakespearean performer.
Mm.
And what's so wonderful about being lazy sages, as we all are, is that you only are invoked if there's some restlessness within in the mind, or if you notice an aversion arising in from the office or wherever, from the news. The rest of the time you can just hang out as life itself. So can you see that effort is an app?
Yeah.
It was just wanting to enhance you somehow or get you somewhere quickly. But you're already here.
Right.
So I like the beautiful modern sutra, neither awake nor asleep. Because those are just labels. And they don't relate to this naturalness that's here now, right?
Mm. Right.
Yeah. So here we are, we're even prior to or earlier than even the Advaita formulas or pointings.
Right.
Yeah. And those are great blessings that are passed down through timelessness to help us notice what is. But even now we can invite them to rest. The Advaita app can rest. And Ramana Maharshi used to say that only doubt could sort of reweave the play of seeking again. So if you notice the doubt app, you can just invite it to rest or help it see its true nature. Yeah.
Hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You give very efficient thought song inside. I'm very impressed. That was very timeless. Good.
Hello, Pamela.
Hello.
My name's Andy, and I'm calling from Totnes in England.
Lovely. Wonderful to be with you.
Oh, you too. First of all, I need to say I'm having to strain quite a lot to hear you.
Oh, okay. I can speak up.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. There's quite a strong wind outside, and you seem very faint.
thank you for invoking me a little bit louder.
Thank you. That is easier, yes.
Oh, good.
I'm not quite sure where this question's going to go, but there's been a lot of internal activation lately, sort of what I would say my buttons being pressed very easily. And at times a feeling like there's what I call a gremlin inside, just really sort of snarly and unpleasant and grumpy and judgmental.
Yes.
And then what's happened in this last week, there's been some depression has come. I mean, that's not unfamiliar for me from the past. It's much less frequent now, but it's been quite strong at times in this last week. And when that comes, sometimes I can feel underneath it, but sometimes I just can't.
Yes.
And I think, I mean, all these things feel like it's all connected. It's almost like maybe there's an overwhelm of emotion being triggered, and so...
Well, it sounds like two of your major... and they're not personal to you, but the gremlin and the depression, they both want to see their true nature. And once they uncontain themselves and return, you will be a very, very happy sage. So could we get to it? Would that be all right?
We can see. I mean, it was... There's just sort of glimmers of it around at the moment, because so I can see where I can... what I can find.
Yeah, or you can call them, because vastness is everything, that's where everything rests. And that's the silence within, and I know you know that because I can feel that maturity in your recognition. So just inviting depression and the gremlin to satsang as very, very honored guests. And just see who shows up.
Well, there seems to be a mixture of what I would call fear, a feeling in my belly, in my gut. But there's somebody wanting to laugh as well.
Oh, very nice. Yes. Yes. So just to them, yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
You are welcome here. We're being Lao Tzu's benevolent grandmother. That's what he invited us to be within. And can we thank fear for protecting all these years?
Yes, it's had a lot of practice.
Nicely said. It's had a lot of practice, yeah. Uh-huh. Can you notice that fear is devotional, that it's in service to you as this openness?
That doesn't resonate, really.
Oh, okay. Well, it rises to defend presence inside, doesn't it, or innocence, or it worries.
I have the sense that it's the opposite, that it's defending what it's not. It's defending what presence isn't. You know, like
nicely
said. The idea of me.
Yes. Yeah. But Catherine Ingram once called these inner thing movements senile servants. So fear is millions of years old. So maybe we could help it discern that you don't need that service anymore, since there's no me there anyway.
Well, yes, that would be great.
Okay. So just for a moment, just expand like you're a big mama elephant. Just get really big, like a big mama elephant, maybe even 10 mama elephants. And then just cradle fear. Fear isn't owned by anyone, of course. No one wants it. Everybody's trying to fire it. And just cradle it and invite it to look also into its naturalness before it came into that form and function.
Suddenly feels very sort of primal.
It's beautifully said, primal. It feels very primal, yes. Yeah. And ask it, who are you before all history, before anything ever happened? Who are you really? And it doesn't have to know. It can just look or feel.
Nothing.
Yes, yes. So it has, you said, it's nothing. It has no form. Did it just relax back into stillness? Or?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. That's all it ever wanted. See if someone else is coming to have satsang with you. Once word is out within that freedom is happening, there might be some other ancient ones that show up.
Well, depression is sort of actually was the fear, I think. The feeling of the... It's actually fear. Because it's... I can't find it.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And our gremlin, could we allow the gremlin in? Because it's also
gremlin.
Not what it appears to be.
No, the gremlin's also, it's not there. It's also fear. It seems to have vanished.
Lovely, yes. Yeah, that's all anything wanted was for you to be with it just long enough with no agenda, so it could know itself as stillness, as life.
Wow. I can feel some fear just creeping back in a bit.
Yeah, and fear is welcome here.
My fear is welcome here.
Yeah. Like the whole instrument, the body-mind wants to be permeated by this that you are is still benevolent, clarifying presence. to see what that aspect of fear needs in this moment, or it might already have come to rest.
It's this fear that's come back again has got a question.
Yes.
It wants to know what death is.
Oh, what a wise being to wonder. And could we invite death to come? Because it's also just a function and a form. Would that be all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what death is.
Yeah, but we could interview it. It would know.
Would it?
Yeah, absolutely. It would be intimate with its function. So only a sage would welcome death. Only that which is eternal would invite death into the living room. And what's noticed?
The fear in the belly is here.
Yeah. Mhm. And can we honor that movement to protect in the belly?
Mhm.
Like a tightness or a fluttering or.
It's like a fist in there.
Like a fist, yeah.
Yeah, and the sort of solar plexus.
And the solar plexus, yes. So can we bow to the strength that's within those movements? We're not going to like the function or the form the strength is taking because it's uncomfortable. But we can honor the pure strength in it. Does that resonate?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm just welcoming it as strength. Strength is welcome here. Natural strength is welcome here. And what's the response within of sensation or expansion?
It got a bit stronger.
Okay, so it flared
like
up?
Like it just, huh?
Yeah, it got
like
stronger.
It was sort of just the fist just clenched itself a bit tighter.
Oh, okay, because it thinks you want to fire it. Probably. At least I wanted to fire all my uncomfortable functions before.
Yes.
Yeah. So reassure it and let it know that rooted strength is welcome here and nobody's getting fired. Everybody's just invited to notice their true nature.
So it's eased.
It eased, yes.
Not so tight.
Lovely. And can we ask it to let you feel its mountain strength, its natural strength?
There's a sense of it as it then it went away but then there's something that grabs again.
That's all right. Now it has a habit of contracting to serve, just the way the mind does. So we're just being timelessly present with it. And just tell it, no rush. Your strength is welcome here.
I don't know whether you can hear it, but my body is wanting to shake and feel it.
Can you repeat that, love? I couldn't hear.
No, it's having a my body's responding in a physical shake.
Yes. But that's just because something is uncontaining itself?
Yes.
Does that resonate?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Well,
just say thank you a few times inside. Yes, 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 thank you, thank you. It's like giving birth to a mountain. Thank you, thank you. Ramana called it the elephant entering the tent. The body being the tent. So we're just inviting the elephant, which is totally benevolent and formless. Thank you, thank you. Your strength is welcome here.
Tightening has moved up into the chest area.
And just ask that presence in the chest area if it would like to spread its wings and soar. Really bowing. It's just liberating itself, but it flares up sometimes and tightens.
Mm.
It's just checking things out. Remembering kinesthetically.
It's like this. Something I just can't quite let go.
Tell it it doesn't have to let go or hold on. Yeah, if you told me I'd have to let go, I had to let go, I'd probably tighten.
Okay. Yeah,
so neither letting go nor holding on. We're just being curious.
Relaxing now.
There you go, yeah. Because we are being present with consciousness in all of its forms and functions, and it has a dignity and integrity. It doesn't want to do anything anybody else tells it to do, right?
Mm.
And we're just inviting it to notice its naturalness before it got conditioned, apparently. And you can just invite everything just to spread its wings, meaning to uncontain itself.
Mm.
And root.
So relaxing. Feels like it needs it just needs time.
Yes.
I know it doesn't, but
well, it's just Just tell it it's safe, it's safe. We're just returning to our naturalness. Nobody's getting fired or banished. Everything is welcome here. Does it like that generosity of satsang that everything is allowed to be here and come rest?
It does.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Mm.
So it's sort of saying that so that this little tightness in the chest is welcome to be
yes.
here.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And there's no hurry. I mean, it's not got to go anywhere.
Exactly. And it's just everything just takes its timelessness and just sees what's true and what it resonates with and then relaxes into naturalness, just the way we did.
Mm. It just seems
to
want to stay with the little. There's a bit of tightness, and it's okay.
Absolutely, it's protective.
Mm.
Yeah, devotional protection, and a habit, which is also very innocent. It's
under
not
what?
Like human beings were given shells or tough hides or camouflage or, you know.
Right, yeah.
So all we have to defend is tightness and that's about it.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Andy. Much love.
Oh, and to you. Bless you. Thank you so much, and thank you for being here. Yes.
I love this, being everywhere present on the telephone.
Yes. Oh, completely. Yes. Oh. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's funny, this play of ongoing inner satsang and even life as satsang, as an invocation to rise up and notice what is and root in that noticing. But it's just so funny how it's still so convincing that forms and functions and so-called others appearing to be as they are rather than noticing them also as the uniqueness of consciousness, another embodiment of consciousness. So even in this apparently getting fooled by other and the movement of aversions, which are natural, they're just invitations from life to itself to look a little deeper and maybe show something its true nature. And it's all predicated on everything is already free Otherwise, there could be no realizing of one's true nature or that whole play as well, or even liberating the apps. They could only be liberated if they were already this pure consciousness, pure intelligence, devotional service. So we still have some timelessness if somebody wants to unmute themselves with star six and share what you're noticing or
Hi, Pamela. It's Carrie.
Ah, hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. Well, I've been trying to identify what the feeling is behind. I mean, I feel irritable and angry. I just can't get rid of certain pains in my physical body.
Mm-hmm.
And I've lived with it for many, many years, but it just, as I get older, you know, the back and the legs just don't respond to my demands, so to speak.
Yes, nothing responds well to demands.
I know.
Right? Darn.
Right.
Everything should be obedient and respond right away. Yeah, we're all the same. We all try that. Yeah, so let's, what is coming to your satsang first? The uncomfortable sensations or pain itself or irritability?
Well, it's irritability and I guess, you know, we all have the fear over something. And,
mm-hmm.
and it's the fear that, you know, I'm losing my the freedom of being able to use my body the way I want to.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so who has their hand up first? The fear?
Let's see. I think they're vying. I don't know.
Yeah. Let's go be with the body. Would that be okay?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And maybe because, I don't know if the whole sangha on the telephone resonates, but we've all pressured our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So maybe a little bow of, please forgive my rude pressure.
And my appreciation for all the years that...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just a few bows of please forgive me.
Mm.
Really, the mind was pressuring the body. The mind sort of thinks it's the being on top of the elephant.
Yes.
Getting it to go certain ways and perform and all that.
Yeah, yeah. The master.
Exactly. So just feeling into the field of the body. Just respectfully, just being with it as this warm, benevolent presence.
Mm-hmm.
And as pure respect. And if any other app wants to come, like frustration or thought, just tell them we'll be right with you.
Oh, yeah, frustration's been banging on the door.
But right now we're just really honoring the body as nature itself, also as a formless mystery.
Mm-hmm.
I like to honor it as a galaxy of intelligence.
That's nice.
As an immeasurable intelligence. And it's all giving. So we're just taking a moment to really notice that
Mm-hmm. Well, in that moment, there's really just it just at this moment feels very formless.
Yes, yeah. So now noticing that's good medicine, devotion and gratitude.
It is, isn't it?
That the body relaxes and opens. And that since I'm a woman of a certain age, so to speak, that brittle quality, that sort of tight quality in the muscles and everything,
mm-hmm.
that all relaxes as well.
Mhm. It does. Yes, it does. And Larry's taking notes, so I'll be able to refer back to this.
Oh, very good, very good. Well, it's just such a simple noticing, that respect, that inner namaste,
mm-hmm.
allows everything to return to its kind of timeless youthfulness, oddly enough.
Yeah, it does. It feels that way.
Isn't that remarkable?
It is.
Yeah, and we're just taking a moment to even thank that. Thank you, thank you.
So the real trick, I suppose, is being able to take that appreciation and thanking and loving all the years of service, taking it with me so that when the pain is there, it's more okay.
Yeah. Well, I would suggest having satsang with the function called pain, because it's actually, before it escalates, it's a benevolent function, inviting you as this warm, intelligent aloe vera gel to permeate that joint or that sensation or that tightness.
Mm-hmm.
So originally it was designed to invoke you as formless, good medicine, just to soothe.
Okay. Could you say that again?
Yeah. So If we get a little clinical about the function of pain, and we're not talking about when it escalates, because then we're going to naturally move away from it. But the only reason it's basically escalated is because we're not allowing it to invoke us as this benevolent presence. So if it sends a little twinge, answer the call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just bring your awareness to the shoulder or the elbow or whatever is sending the distress signal. And you're just present there. And all of a sudden the sensation will ease. Mm. And we can also honor that the body is really formless and it doesn't have history. Deep down in its essence. Of course, up on the surface, we can, you know, show each other our scars and bruises and all that sort of thing. But within all of that is that same responsive, intelligent presence
mm-hmm.
that doesn't hold history. So we're just kind of reminding it, not mentally, but kinesthetically.
Yeah, that definitely allows it to be more expansive.
That's it. And isn't that amazing? I mean, we can actually be with everything. I mean, it's just our nature. And yet, that's all anything's asking us. Just be with me. Sensation asks that. Nature invites us to be with it.
Friends, as it is.
As it is. Nicely said. Nicely said. Yeah. And if frustration comes, you can agree, yes, we would, of course, love this to be relaxed right now. And maybe you could show frustration its true nature.
Yes.
It's like all the apps, they just get way too service-oriented, and then they actually muddle the matter, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I would start maybe just for fun every morning with thanking the body a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will definitely.
And you'll always be able to find something you can thank it for, even if it's, you know, has a cold or something, it's not happy. You could thank you for the eyesight. Thank you for the... Oh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Millions of things.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You're a dear. Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Pamela?
Yes.
I was wondering, I understand you've been to Arunachala, and I was wondering if you could say a little bit about that. I mean, I know it's all oneness. There's no distinction. But I'm wondering if when you're there, is it, you know, is there anything distinct about it? Or I maybe it falls within, you know, there's variety within oneness or something like that. But
it's a lovely question and wondering, because when anything that's been really honored is permeated by presence, and of course nature itself is pure presence, since there's no mind, there's no dilution of the essence. So also then when a mountain, and there's Mount Kailash and Mount Tamalpais in California and many mountains, the Taos Mountain, when a mountain has been honored for hundreds and hundreds of years as divine, it radiates that. Just the way if we're on a walk and we notice an amazing tree and we just have this spontaneous appreciation and devotion to the tree kind of, as Eckhart says, wakes up out of its meditation and starts to transmit. So then there's this circle of transmission and appreciation, and that's certainly how Arunachala is. It's just very palpably unveiled presence. And then there's caves. So one of my dear friends, Walter, he called the cave where Ramana had meditated for so many years the microwave of love. because so many friends for like hundreds of years have meditated and savored and as devotion, as gratitude, as just stillness. So it's extra juicy. But what's lovely is also here now just honoring Arunachala. You can start to feel that mountain presence because it's also who we are, especially in our belly, this unshakable peace and stillness. So this is why so many sages have really, I'd have to say, worked or expressed the devotion and gratitude, because the field responds, the field of stillness and vastness respond, don't they? Can you feel that?
Yeah, it's like if you dwell on it, it seems to have some effect.
Yes. Yeah, you're that feeling, the felt sense of oneness with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's who we all are. We are devotion and gratitude and stillness, because that's just what it is.
Yep, thanks.
Thank you, dear. Thank you for honoring and invoking the mountain for all of us and being that.
Pleasure.
So we have enough timelessness for one or two more friends to come, sharing what you notice, what touches you.
Pamela, it's Lawrence.
Welcome, Lawrence.
You know, I notice, especially in the early mornings, that I wake up and there's this kind of low level of kind of a thought stream that's just going along, and there's really nothing in it that is asking for attention.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of trundling along. And, you know, I kind of lay there and, you know, I often just forget, you know, anything about presence or anything. I'm just laying there and the thoughts are going along.
Yeah, you're just being.
Yeah, that's it. But then this little nagging thought comes up and says, well, shouldn't this come to rest also, even though it's not intense and it's not painful? Shouldn't this stream of thinking come to rest at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And is there something wrong here that it's not?
Yes. Yeah, so we have the should app.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just thanking that app.
Yes. Okay.
And you can just honor it as the river of life.
Yes. You know, often I just ask it, you know, what are you showing me? What is it that you'd like me to see or notice?
Mm-hmm.
And once in a while, there's a little something, you know, like I'll notice that the last few thoughts had a little bit of a theme to them, and
mm-hmm.
they're saying, oh, you know, just notice this. You know, you can sort of relax in this area, or you don't have to do all this whole thing that you thought you had to do, or whatever.
Oh, is thought giving you a Dharma talk?
It's kind of like that sometimes.
Oh, yeah, so it's being, that's a little mischief.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
But you could say Dharma talk is welcome here. It wants to be your enlightenment coach.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it does.
Just there you are, you naughty formlessness.
Okay.
Rest, no enlightenment needed here.
Okay.
But, you know, it's natural for the mind. As far as I can tell, it can be very quiet during the day. But in the morning when it first wakes up, it's sort of like, you know, the dawn chorus with the birds.
Yeah.
As far as I can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just bird song is welcome here. River of life is welcome here.
It sometimes brings up this old habit of being goal-oriented, you know, that the goal is not to have that and just to be peaceful even when I first wake up in the morning.
Yeah, but you actually are ever the same. You're that still listening.
Mm. Yes.
And the mind is pure intelligence at rest. But then as soon as it comes into, you know, a little form or existence, it's going to be movement and sound.
Yeah.
And maybe we could bow to that it's liberated itself so much that it's just sort of musing on unimportant things. That shows it's very relaxed.
Yes.
So we can really thank it for having liberated itself that much.
It reminds me a little bit of, you know, the last chapter of Siddhartha by Hermann Hesse, where he's just sitting in the end of the story, just sitting by the river watching the water kind of bubble along.
That's it.
And he just kind of accepts that, you
know. Yes, I mean, the river enjoys being a river.
Yeah.
And at least it's not a frantic or threatened or turbulent river anymore. It's just enjoying itself.
Most of the time.
Yeah. So for that, a full prostration of yay.
Okay.
Thank you.
I will do the full prostration.
Thank you.
Okay. Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much, Pamela.
Mm. Bowing.
Pamela?
Yes?
This is Janice.
Hi.
Hi. We met last week.
Yes.
And
we talked a little bit about the belly and since for the whole week it feels like the belly has been invited kind of the strength, natural strength into the belly, but this whole week the belly's been really unsettled and Lawrence just mentioned some, you know, frantic, and it almost was like, that's what I've been feeling, frantic, you know.
Okay, so, like a sorry, voice. I missed one word.
Sure.
What was frantic?
Well, when you and Lawrence just mentioned frantic, it was almost like a little hand rose up and said, yeah, I've been frantic, you know.
Yeah. But we want to bring that home because,
mm-hmm.
you know, Papaji used to speak of 35 million years of existence. Now, another friend of mine, Yudhishthira, sort of asked him, really? Why not 16 million? You know, but and Papaji glared at him. But it was basically saying that frantic also has been an app or in existence for millions and millions of years. And now it's coming to satsang.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So we're just welcoming it. Come here, come here. Oh, my God, you must be exhausted.
Yeah.
To that form that we call frantic. Come here, come here.
Yeah.
And we can notice the primordial energy that's in it. It's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? But ask it to look behind its form or its function as frantic. Who is it before it ever dreamed that up? Or got shocked into that?
Kind of shows me like too big to have any disguise.
Too big to have any?
Any kind of disguise or any other name.
Yes, lovely. So ask it, how big are you? Let me feel your vastness.
There's like trembling that happens, and heat and trembling come up.
Yeah. Now thank the body because it's just liberating itself. Just
yeah.
thank you. It's safe. It's safe. Just stillness and strength just uncontaining themselves. Does that resonate?
Yeah, it does resonate. There's a moment of, there's a kind of a dissociation that comes in. And
yeah, but that's okay. That's just,
yeah.
you know, going into the unknown.
Right.
So just even thanking that. Thank you. All is well.
Right.
It's just life noticing its vastness.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. And just reassuring everyone within, every cell. It's safe. It's just natural. And how is the felt sense in this moment?
Well, there's a little, there's a bit of a dropping, kind of like almost dropping back into the form. There's such a, it's almost like a sense of elation earlier that, and the trembling comes with that and everything.
Yeah. But what if
so
the dropping
like a, yeah.
back into form was rooting?
It could, yes, it could be. I mean, there's some sadness there that says, how do we do that? How do we, how can we be in form when we're so vast? You know?
Oh, yeah, but that's the fun part. Yeah.
But maybe it's just like misunderstanding or something. Or
yeah, but just tell it. It can have
trust.
It all. It's
yeah.
not either or. Just helping it notice, because the mind likes to play the either-or game. Either we're formless, or we're just this little squished form.
Yeah.
Just we're just like a lullaby. We're, you get to have it all. Vast and unique and distinct. Elation and rooted.
Right.
Everywhere and here.
Mm.
I mean, that is the great achievement of consciousness.
Right.
I mean, that's its deep, deep pleasure. It gets to have a very unique body, exquisitely sensitive and resilient and strong.
Right.
And it also is the sky and ocean and how fun is that? So your sole function now as the only the in-house sage is just to reassure when something says, is this okay?
Mm.
Or if something goes into either or. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like with the belly being so unsettled, like there must be something wrong, you know, just because of that, there must be this.
Yeah, that you could liberate interpretive services in the mind.
Yeah.
Because especially in this, these, the unfoldment, there's going to be a quickening. Things are going to flare up before they rest and root.
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, like sometimes we get thunder and lightning before there's a rain shower.
Right.
Yeah. So if you just reassure inside, then everything will just not contract to protect and postpone the return.
Right.
Very good. All right, dear. Much love.
Yeah, thank you so much. Oh, thank you. And you too. Thank you so much.
Okay. And we're now going to just apparently finish the satsang, but satsang is eternal. Everywhere present. Every tree is always giving satsang, every bird, every galaxy. And bowing to Greg, who will just close our sit today. Thank you, Greg.
Well, thank you. It's been a privilege and honor to be here. Pamela, did you have any announcements you wanted to make or...
We have
more.
A telesatsang coming up in February.
Yeah. Well, we've got, we were going to set a couple next February.
Okay. So people stay tuned and look at my website or the eastbayopencircle.org
And you have a retreat in Costa Rica. Is that closed or is there still space?
No, there's still openings for friendly sages.
Wow. I wish I could be there myself.
Yeah.
It sounds good right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay. And
so people can unmute themselves and say goodbye if you like, just with star six. And maybe we all get to sit again in February, right?
Yes, well, we definitely will do that.
Great.
Thank you, Pamela.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pamela. And thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Pamela.
Thanks, Pamela.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you, Pamela.
Thank you, Pamela.
Thank us.
Thank you, Pamela, from Andrew and Rich.
Thank you.